ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام من صبر صبر الأحرار وإلا سلا سلو الأغمار.
Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "One should endure like free people. Otherwise, one should keep quiet like the ignorant."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's wonderful to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, dear friends, when we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that one of the things that Imam Ali really focused on and emphasized in his life, and likewise he paid great attention to, was the Day of Judgment. We see that the actions of Imam Ali alayhi salam are geared towards that day. For, as we all know, it is on the Day of Judgment when we will all be answerable for our actions, for what we did and for what we didn't do. So here, one of the interesting things that Imam Ali alayhi salam says about the Day of Judgment, he talks about what is the worst provision, what is the worst thing to take with us to the Day of Judgment.
So, you know, we might think that there are certain things which really we should not take. And of course, any kind of sin and any type of sin is something that we should not be taking with us, right? So whether it's lying or cheating or backbiting or gossiping or physically, spiritually hurting someone, being mean or being a bully, things along these lines. I mean, you know, sins that we know, drinking alcohol non-mahram relationships. These kind of things, these are all sins, and of course these sins are taken with us to the Day of Judgment, and we are all held accountable for these things. One of the things that we must do, and we must do in a timely manner, and this was spoken of in another program, is the timely confession of these sins. Right, as soon as possible, we should confess to ourselves and confess to the Almighty Allah and feel regret and remorse and shame and ask for forgiveness from Allah for these sins that we have committed. So like we were saying, the worst provision, of course, is a sin. But here Imam Ali alayhi salam, he tells us what the worst provision is on the Day of Judgment. His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, "The worst provision for the Day of Judgment is to oppress the servants of Allah." Now here, of course, the first thing that is understood from this statement is that one must not oppress the servants of Allah, the worshippers of Allah, those who are the sincere ones and are close to Allah, right? And so I think it seems fitting here that the more an individual is the servant of Allah and the more an individual is close to Allah, for example, the Messenger of Allah or Imam Ali himself or Lady Fatima Zahra, and if we go down the line, these saints of Allah, and if we go further down the line, the great scholars of Islam, and even the regular Muslims, these all fall under the servants of Allah in one shape or form or the other, right? The Messenger of Allah being the greatest servant of Allah, and a regular Muslim being farther down the line as far as being the servant of Allah. One must not oppress the servants of Allah, right? And it makes sense. I mean, first of all, in general, we should not oppress anybody, whether they are a servant of Allah or they are not. But when it comes to an emphasis, we must definitely, definitely not oppress those who are close to Allah, those who are the servants of Allah. We must respect them. We must honor them. We must give them their due status, all the way from the Messenger of Allah to the infallible Imams, to the Ahlul Bayt, to the religious scholars, the Ulama, the Maraja, the sources of emulation, all the way down to the regular Muslims and even people in general. For, as Imam Ali says, the worst provision for the Day of Judgment is to oppress the servants of Allah. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Ali
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
When we talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam, the question is how do we tackle the topic of Imam Ali alayhi salam? It is very difficult in itself because of the great personality that he was. And when we look at the fadail or that which has been said about Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that we are at a lack of or a loss of words. For example, we get a tradition reported from Imam Radha alayhi salam where he says, no one can complete their faith. That means faith is incomplete unless they give the same respect to the last of us as they do to the first of us, to the imams. You can't say that one imam is more hujja than another imam. He says faith is incomplete unless you give each one of us our due respect as being the authority of Allah, as being the proof of Allah, and as being the ones who decipher that which is halal and haram. But he says, however, the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam are on a different level than us. This is from Imam Radha alayhi salam, where it says the fadail that is deserved or deserving to these two great personalities is different than the fadail that we have. And when we look at the ahadith, we clearly understand that Imam Ali alayhi salam is in a position where there is nobody with him. Yeah, except of course the Prophet is greater than him. We get a tradition, for example, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, afzalu khalqillah ghayri. He says, Ali ibn Abi Talib is the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after me, he says. The best creation. This is coming from the best of the creations. And he says, "Wal Hasanu wal Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah." We know this. That Hassan and Hussein are the Sayyids, the kings of the princes of Jannah. But what he says, "Wa abuhuma khayrun minhuma." What their father is better than them, he says. Now this is a pretty big honor. Now it clearly defines for us that even within the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, there is a hierarchy, you can say. That, of course, the first is the Prophet. You know, there's one rule that we always have to understand. And if we understand this rule, then our aqaid becomes easier. We find so many ahadith which describe the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying he's the best at this, and the best at that, and the best at this. But he himself says, أنا عبد من عباد الرسول. I am a servant from the servants of Rasulullah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.